Hey, and welcome to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I want to help you get out of the overwhelming distance and guide you to reconnect to yourself and to your husband. You know you want things to be different, but you're probably not sure how to make it happen. Well, Mama, you're in the right place. Here we will dive into all the things you need to start loving your life and relationship and start living like soulmates and not roommates anymore. We will dive into motherhood, marriage, communication, holistic inspiration, and practical hacks and tips. Mama, I believe that transformation and deep connection await you. Hi, I'm Aliza Saeed, proud mama and grateful wife, and the Mama Marriage Coach. You too can turn your mess into magic. Come on, Mama, and let's do it together. Hey there, and welcome back to the New Mama Marriage Bliss Show. I'm Aliza Saeed, the Mama Marriage Coach. And before we start our episode today, I would love to just let you know of a new offer that I have right now for a very limited time. After one of my births, I thought that I was going to completely break. I felt like my marriage was falling apart. I felt like I myself was falling apart. And just like life was way too much. And having a baby is a big deal. It changes everything. It changes you. It changes your relationship. It changes your life. And now through my work, also as a coach, also as a doula, I now know that when we prepare ourselves for postpartum and for our baby, things can be completely different. And our relationship can grow immensely from a postpartum time and from having a baby together and from really growing as a family. And it all depends on how we do it and if we are prepared to do it, if we know how to set down the right foundations for our relationship, and how do we do it. So I am now offering a new offer, which is really just two coaching sessions. But in those two coaching sessions, we are going to dive deep into what you need to be prepared for baby, or if you already had your baby, what you need to do in order to really lay down those strong foundations for your relationship, for this new time in your life. We're going to really set down what are your needs, what are your desires, what is it that you need in order for your family life, for your personal life to look beautiful, and what do you need as a couple to make your relationship blossom through this time. So it's just two short coaching sessions, while in between you're going to have a workbook to work through together, and it really can make such a difference, not just for right now, but for how you see your relationship in the future. So if that's something that interests you, please DM me today. You could email me down right underneath here in the notes. You could find my email, send me an email, or DM me on Instagram or Facebook, and I would love to connect and tell you more about that. So let's get back to our episode today, or let's start our episode today. You know how sometimes people say the expression that every yes is a no? I know that when talking a lot about time management or productivity, it's something that you hear a lot. Essentially, what it means is that when you agree to do one thing, you're saying no to something else. It works the other way as well. If I say yes to doing a morning of laundry, I'm saying no to a morning of going out to a restaurant with a friend. Now, every time we choose to do something, we are choosing the yes, and hiding in that yes is also the no. Sometimes we don't feel like we're choosing. We might feel like it's been forced upon us, but we'll get to that in 1 minute. Now, in motherhood, when we have a baby and we are choosing this unbelievable yes, it also comes with a lot of no's. And lately, I've been hearing so much just sadness and really hard feelings from mothers about all the no's in motherhood. I've been hearing about mothers who feel like their time has been taken away from them. They're not in charge of their time, their sleep, their energy. Money becomes more of an issue. You know, you have to say no to certain things because you have to say yes now as a mother to so many other things. And in motherhood, there are so many moments of choosing, so many moments of choosing what your yeses are and what your no's are. But I want to take a step back and really recognize the yes and no of motherhood in general and in a bigger picture way. I keep hearing again and again, as I said, from moms of mainly younger kids that they feel like they completely lose themselves in motherhood. They feel trapped in someone else's schedule. They can't decide anymore what and when they get to do anything. And you kind of feel binded at the waist with this little being who's completely dependent on you and kind of dictates what your life looks like at this moment. I remember a client once saying to me that the only thing she really wants to do is decide when she can go out for a run and just get up and go. Or I had another client who told me that she just wants to hang up the laundry as soon as it's finished, because every time she puts in the laundry and at the moment that it's finished, her baby needs her and then she has to nurse and then she has to change a diaper. This was a very, very new mom. And every time there was just something else she needed to do and then she would forget about it completely. And when she would go take out the laundry, it was completely wrinkled. And that was like one of her pet peeves. She couldn't deal with it. And that was so frustrating to her. For some moms, the new sleep schedule or complete loss of a sleep schedule is really frustrating. And there's so many no's that you have to get used to. Like for many moms, no more sleep. And many moms feel like that's something that's being forced on them. So much of early motherhood is filled with grief over all the new no's. Grief over so much that so many women feel like they have lost. So many women also, we didn't mention here, but so many women feel like they lost their body. They lost their identity. There's so many things that are completely different. There are so many jokes today and just this silent cultural acceptance that motherhood is pretty much the end of your personal life. And it's as if you have to choose. You either are a mother or you have a successful career. You're either a mother or you have a happy, romantic, passionate marriage. You're either a mother or you're a fulfilled, happy, blissful, empowered woman. And I believe that this needs to come to a stop. You know, in life, whenever you gain something, you're also losing. And when the gain is more significant, you're also losing something more significant. And because becoming a mother is such a huge gain, you're gaining the beautiful honor to bring life into the world. You gain limitless love. You gain a vehicle for the most awesome inner work you could ever imagine. You gain delicious tickles and hugs and little hands to hold. You gain so much. And that's why there's also a lot to lose. You lose your freedom, time, sleep, money. And I think that we focus so much on the grief and not enough on the gain. Now, I believe that there needs to be a place for all those hard feelings and navigating the legit grief. I'm not into toxic positivity and pretending that everything is just beautiful and pretending that you just love the dirty dishes and piles of laundry and wrinkly belly because your kid's smiles just melt away all the hard stuff. No, I don't believe that that's true and I don't buy it. But I also don't buy the constant grief and staying in this state of grief over motherhood and all that you wish you were. I don't want to be stuck in all the no's in my life because really there are so many more yeses. So I want to invite you now to understand the 5 stages of grief. Go through them for all that you feel like you've lost and then go on with motherhood and with life without feeling like a victim of motherhood or in a constant feeling of loss. So right now, I'm going to go through the common stages of grief. Now, each person might feel them differently. It might look a little different for everyone. And I believe that you should go through this. You might recognize yourself in one of these stages. And that's why I think it's so important to go through it and understand it. So the first stage for many people in grief is denial. Maybe some shock. Our mind goes into this state of denial to avoid the pain and the reality of loss. denial might look like completely denying that this loss affects you in such a serious manner, or maybe that motherhood affects you in such a serious manner. You know, those moms that they just want everyone to know how beautiful their life is and how everything is so perfect and they couldn't ask for any more. Or how about denial? I can't even believe that I'm a mother. How about denial of, I can't believe this baby is actually completely dependent on me, or that this child is going to constantly be in my care? Trying to pretend like life will continue exactly the same and parenthood won't change anything. Those all can be part of denial. The next stage in grief is anger. Many times we lash out or feel angry towards motherhood, towards our children, towards our spouses, because we're angry about losing something. And that's why many times, if you haven't heard the episode about anger, I will link it down below, but go back and hear that one, because that's super important to understand that anger is really just an alarm clock for us to understand that something more is going on here. So sometimes it's in order to tell us that we're grieving over something. Maybe you are grieving over something in your motherhood that you're losing. When you find yourself lashing out, try and understand what's going on there. Is there something that you're grieving about? Is there an unmet need that you need to worry about? Or, you know, just figure out, what is that alarm clock that's going off, this anger? What is it coming to tell you? The next stage in grief is bargaining, which many times it's this negotiation phase when really the grieving person just needs an emotional release from the shock and the pain of loss. So sometimes bargaining can look like, if you are religious and you have a relationship with God, then maybe you're negotiating with God. You know, if you bring back this person, or if you show me some kind of sign, or if you take away all of the pain, or if you, there's some kind of negotiation. Now, I think also that when we're grieving motherhood and we're grieving all the loss, a lot of times that bargaining is with our spouses, that we go into this place of scorekeeping of, well, I did this much, and how much did you do? And if I do this, then will you do that? If I let you go out for the night, will you let me go out for the night? And a lot of times that bitter scorekeeping comes from this same place of grieving what you lost and trying to have this emotional release. The next step in grief is depression. And many times mothers will get to that place of hating being a mother, not wanting to wake up in the morning, not wanting to do anything, just like being really down about the whole thing, sometimes going into not such nice humor about what is motherhood and what is marriage and stuff like that. I do want to say here in parentheses that depression can be something that is clinical and that needs real help and that needs real professional help. So if you feel like you are in a place that you're having a hard time seeing beyond the dark place that you are in right now, or if you feel like you really physically can't get up in the morning, or if you feel there's many different signs or red flags that should be a sign for you to turn to help, then turn for help. If you're not sure if you have those red flags or not, turn for help. And I do want to encourage you to turn for help. But I do want to say also that without going to the clinical depression, many times we feel depressed just as being a mother, because it's part of this whole grief that we're going through of all the things that we wanted, and realize that all that we gain in motherhood brings so many things that we might be a little depressed about at times. Now, the last part of grief is acceptance. Acceptance is so important, and it's really about restructuring your whole life in motherhood. It's about cleaning out your life from what you thought it was going to be to what you now understand your life can be. When a person goes through this stage of acceptance, they start working out the financial and social problems that they thought this grief brings up, or that it did bring up, actually. acceptance also means that a person is ready to seek out old relationships and support systems. Acceptance is about beginning new projects or hobbies. Acceptance doesn't mean, it doesn't equate to happiness. Rather, acceptance is the stage where a grieving person makes a conscious decision to move on and to work towards a feeling of normality, of happiness, and of knowing and understanding that motherhood can not only be not just depressing or not just about grief, but motherhood, as I always say, and I will say it again and again, motherhood is the most epic personal development journey in the world. Motherhood and marriage. And acceptance is about really reframing how we view motherhood, what we think that motherhood is and what it should be, and how we make that actually happen. Now, here's the problem. Most mothers get stuck in the previous stages and they don't even reach that acceptance. Also, because our world today tells us that motherhood is kind of like this train wreck and life is just going to be kind of sad from now on because you completely lose yourself, and that's just what motherhood is. And also because there are so many mothers that just get stuck in survival mode that they don't even pick up their head to look and see that maybe motherhood can be something else. And I'm here to tell you that motherhood can be something else. I'm here to say that you should go through all the stages. Feel all the feels, but don't get stuck there. Follow through until the end, until you get to a place of this acceptance, of being able to reframe motherhood and understanding that, yeah, there is what to grieve about, but there's also so much to gain. We have to strive to reach a place of acceptance and turn motherhood into a beautiful pedestal to an elevated life. Motherhood is the most epic personal development journey. And from acceptance, you can reach a place of not only acceptance, but really loving it. Loving everything you gain and learning to accept everything that you grieve. All right, mamas. That's it for today. I just want to really send you lots of love and just bless us all that we know how to go through grief all the way and then be able to recognize all it is that we have to gain. Sending lots of love and see you next time. Did you know that for 83% of couples, the arrival of their first child brings on a marital crisis? While having a baby is so exciting, it's also exhausting and confusing. Most new parents find themselves with less time, less energy, and their marriage is usually the first to suffer. Well, I'm here to help. It's not enough to just go to birth classes, and I'm telling you this as a birth doula and child birth educator. You actually need to prepare your marriage for a new baby. You might be facing so many different fears about childbirth and postpartum, how you're going to get through it together without building up resentment, bitterness, or frustration. Well, we can do this together. For a limited time only, I am now offering expecting couples, whether it's your first or your 21st baby, or newly postpartum couples, to two intense sessions. Together, we will prepare, we will clarify, and we will create a blueprint towards bliss. You'll also get a workbook, resources that will help you in your postpartum journey, and email support with me. If you're interested for you, or you want to gift a friend or a loved one, this awesome offer, DM me today for more details.